Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 4 with verses 18 through 21. Abraham believed, hoping against hope that he would become the father of many nations, according to what was said, "Thus shall your descendants be." He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body as already dead, for he was almost 100 years old, and the dead womb of Sarah. He did not doubt God's promise in unbelief. Rather, he was empowered by faith and gave glory to God and was fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to do. Hallelujah. Understanding that belief, that hope, that desire to live according to God's promise. There's no unbelief there. There comes a time when we have to be empowered by faith or lose the ability to breathe as an escape. You see, God isn't waiting for anybody's free will to relate. He has given you the choice, and we must learn to live or die as fate. We control the luck of each day and every day. It's only when you believe in Jesus does the confusion go away. Again, God isn't waiting for us to make this decision to live or to die. It is ours on our own to know hope as the reason we desire the love God bestows on our souls when we surrender to the faith that empowers us all. To be or not to be, this will be your answer to life's beck and call. Will Jesus see it all? In the end, as he confers amidst our reality, to accept or deny which way to fall. In his arms, or a hole, hell's dungeon, dark as a mole's nose. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer. Forgiveness, I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. I pray for my children each and every day by name, Gabriel, Julian, Alexandra, Jeffrey, and Alan. We pray our grandchildren the same, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Pray always for those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for those who've said that we would pray for. And we pray each and every day for those who are dying. We lose souls each day as we gain souls. We pray for those who are taking their last breath. We ask the Lord to heal their confusion and their rest. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from this study of Romans 4. We're in verses 18 through 21 this morning. It is a 1, 2, 3 stanza poem. It's titled, "Faith Empowered His Being." Believing Abraham hope against hope. Nations many their father he read, saying, believed descendants, yours dope. Faith didn't weaken body, own considered dead. Years 100 totaled he, Sarah's womb dead, many years you see. Unbelief promised, doubt he wouldn't be. Faith empowered his being, God's glory given free. Convinced fully, promise sees, doing fully Sarah conceived. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's November 13th, 2021. And I'm recording this morning at 5:41 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm up a little early this morning. Getting ready to head over to Sebastian Inlet and do a little surfing for the first time in a few years. Gonna take the wife along and try and enjoy the water and the waves. Hope it's not too cold today, but we're gonna go in and empower ourselves in the Lord. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. I'd like to remind everybody that Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us. God bless you. Well, we like to enjoy a little bit of impromptu work each day at the end of our podcast. That's where we kind of look around and honor our ninth grade language arts teacher, Mrs. Davis. My first impromptu. It's all pink on the inside. Life never dies. What we see is what we cry. It's all pink on the inside. Amen. And thanks for joining us. God bless you. So we close in the name of Jesus. Precious Jesus. Precious Jesus at 7:21.